I guess I never did get tired thinking about all the interesting and exciting things that happened to the Sugar Creek gang when we went camping far up in the north. One of the happiest memories was of the time when Poetry, the barrel-shaped member of our gang, and I were lost out in the forest. While we were trying to get unlost, we met a brown-faced Indian boy whose name was Snow in the Face, and his big brother, whose name was Eagle Eye. Little Snow in the Face was the cutest little Indian boy I had ever seen. In fact, he was the first one I'd ever seen up close. I kept thinking about him and wishing that the whole Sugar Creek gang could go again up into that wonderful country that everybody calls the Paul Bunyan Playground and see how Snow in the Face was getting along and how his big brother's Indian Sunday school was growing, which, as you know, they were having every Sunday in an old railroad coach they'd taken into the forest and fixed up as a church. I never had any idea that we would get to go back the very next summer. But here I am telling you about how we happened to get to go and how quick we started and all the exciting things that happened on the way and after we got there, especially after we got there. Boy, oh boy, it was fun, especially that night when we ran kersmack into a kidnapper mystery and some of us who were mixed up in it were scared almost half to death. Imagine a very dark night with only enough moonlight to make things look spooky. And strange screaming sounds echoing through the forest and over the lake. And then finding a kidnapped girl, all wrapped in an Indian blanket with a handkerchief stuffed into her mouth and... But that's getting ahead of the story. And I'd better not tell you how that happened until I get to it, because it might spoil the story for you. And I hope you won't start turning the pages of this book real fast and read the mystery first, because that wouldn't be fair. Anyway, this is how we got to go. Some of us from the Sugar Creek gang were lying in the long, mashed-down grass in a level place not far from where the hill goes down real steep to the spring at the bottom, where my dad has always sended me to get a pail of cold, fresh water for us to drink at our house. We were all lying in different directions, talking and laughing and yawning and pretending to be sleepy. Some of us were tumbling around a little and making a nuisance of ourselves to each other. Most of us had long stems of bluegrass in our mouths and were chewing on the ends, and all of us were feeling great. I had my binoculars up to my eyes, looking around at different things. First, I watched a red squirrel high up in a big sugar tree, lying flat and lazy on the top of a gray branch as though he was taking a 2 o'clock in the afternoon sun bath, which was what time of day it was that Saturday. I'd been lying on my back looking up at the squirrel. Then I rolled over and got on my knees and focused the binoculars on Sugar Creek. Sugar Creek's face was lazy here, because it was a wide part of the creek, and the water moved very slowly, hardly moving, and was as quiet as Pass Lake had been up in Minnesota, in the Paul Bunyan country, on a very quiet day. There were little whitish patches of different shaped specks of foam floating along on the brownish-blue water. While I was looking at Sugar Creek with its wide, quiet face, and dreaming about a big blue water lake up north, I saw some V-shaped waves coming out across the creek from the opposite shore. The pointed end of the V was coming straight toward the spring and bringing the rest of the V along with it. I knew right away it was a muskrat swimming toward our side of the creek. As I looked at the brownish muskrat through my binoculars, it seemed very close. I could see its pretty chestnut brown fur. Its head was broad and sort of blunt, and I knew if I could have seen its tail, it would have been about half as long as the muskrat, deeper than it was wide, and that it would have scales on it and only a few scattered hairs. I quickly grabbed a big rock and threw it as hard and straight as I could.